Well, Andre, you want to start us off again? We'll just keep things moving.
First of all, congratulations, Jalen, on being first team. And, you know, now you're the second player in UD history with Obi being the first to make the first team twice. So what does that say about your Flyer career?
Just says a lot. I really had fun here with these guys, you know, create memory with everybody. And, you know, it's just been a fun, you know, 4 years for me.
You're also the only person in the conference to be top 10 in points, top 10 in assists. Is that a testament to how well-rounded your game is?
Yeah, of course. I feel like I can do a lot of things out on the court, you know, a lot of playmaking, you know, getting my teammates involved and, you know, just me going out there and scoring for my teammates. So I feel like I can do a lot.
Jalen, what's next for you this spring? How will you, you know, prepare for the next level? I'm sure you're going to be hoping to get some tryouts and some looks at the NBA level.
Yeah, right now I'm not sure. We're just waiting on that, and I'm going to talk with my family, and we're going to talk about it, and, you know, we're going to go from there.
You've got a good source and a good friend named Obi who can help you out. I know he didn't have a typical experience last year because there wasn't a way to try out, but, you know, what has he told you about the next level?
You know, I talk to him every day. You know, he's just – I mean – he's loving it in the NBA. You know, obviously he's getting paid, you know, what he loves to do. So he's just having fun. And, you know, it's just basketball at the end of the day.
And how much did he get robbed in that dunk contest?
yeah, he definitely got robbed. He could have did that. He could have did that dunk that the guy did at the end 1,000 times. Easy.
And then, Jalen, this was, you know, an up-and-down season. There's a lot of lessons to be learned. What do you take from this season as you move forward, you know, trying to get to that next level?
Just handling adversity just because of the year that we had with a pandemic, you know, us losing a teammate in the middle of the season, people getting hurt, just adversity and just overcoming that.
And when you look back at this team and at this unit and with some of the guys you've played with, what sticks out? What will you remember?
I would just remember, you know, everybody just, you know, trying to be on board. You know, everybody just keep staying locked in, you know, because this year is just crazy with COVID. You know, we just had practice. And then you had to come back to your room, be in your room all day. Can't leave your room. So, like, I would just remember everybody, you know, just being locked in and just trying to keep a year going for us the whole year. You know, basically, that's basically it for me. I'm just remember these guys just being locked in and trying to keep our season going.